Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. And we'd like to welcome you to another day of listening to us on the radio and having fun with Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you who'd like to talk to us today, we are encouraging everyone that we're going to be doing a lot more of talk shows. So if you do call in, the 773-897-6461 number. I do promote everyone to know that we are not always going to be doing those mini readings. So we encourage you to call in and talk. And what we'll be doing is we have some guests coming up and lined up this week. We are working with the Mixed Radio Network, and right now I'm in the process of getting some of the shows over there, so you'll be able to hear us on there in iTunes. One of the great things that we've been having and experiencing with those of you who have been calling in is you can always get through and talk on our chat room. That's one of the positives that we have seen and what we've also had going on Blog Talk Radio. And so I always encourage you, those, if you'd like to get yourself in, you can go in today and see. We've got our emails there. We really have a lot of other people starting to pick up with the show. We've got a really good audience with that. We've been thanking everybody and look forward to helping everyone that's been contacting us. So go ahead and, with Psychics Gone Wild, take a few moments and look at those emails and give me some feedback on it, because what we're welcoming and going to be doing with you is we'll be doing topics in some areas here. This week I'm also looking at dreams and tarot. We've got some other topics that were brought up and going to be on. We've got Tristan going to be on here a little bit with the subject she's going to be discussing with you, and we're looking and hoping to get some of you guys' input on some of this that we've been putting out there. We thank you for Psychics Gone Wild. This was a really excellent weekend, and we're bringing in that positive back for everybody to be listening in. Tristan, are you out there? We've got Tristan somewhere out there, and we'll be waiting with that. And what we've got happening as we're going through, we've got 615. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
This is my first time calling into your show, just pretty much trying to see what exactly it is and what's going on.
Oh, no problem. What it is we pretty much are Psychics Gone Wild, and what we really are is a group of us that are just pretty much helping people. We do a little, sometimes we do mini readings. We talk subjects here, and we welcome people with different ideas and thoughts and perceptions to call in our number and kind of talk with us of what they feel about their spirituality, the metaphysical. Well, obviously with the psychics, we do a little bit of a reading. If you'll give me your first name, I can give you a little mini reading, or if you'd prefer, you can ask the question.
Okay, my first name is Tawana.
Okay. All right, and I get here, Tawana. I apologize, we're in a little bit of static here. Tawana, I get with you that you have got some other things in your life right now that seem to be really taking effect. They're telling me that you've got you're looking at, I'm seeing you out there, and you've got some situation that you want to have happen. I feel like the financial, you've got some things that you're looking at. You've been putting in for something more than just what you do.
No, not really. I've kind of started writing again. That's pretty much, and I've been searching as for love, I guess that would be a good way to put it.
Okay.
Just sum it up.
Okay, no, and I did mix the two together. I apologize, we're having a little bit of reception there, so I'm going to go ahead and mute a little bit. We've got with both of us on today with Tristan and me, and I don't know what's going on. We're not able to hear her, but she's on there. Skype's been a lot. So what I'm going to go ahead with you and do is that I do get that is out there a little bit. Like you said, it's the love, and maybe that's where I, you know, turn this in, and I apologize to you, because what I'm looking at and seeing and sensing is that you've also got yourself in, you said looking for love, but it seems like this is what I feel, and what they're showing me is that they're showing me that what's happened before is not working. So I had assumed career, and I apologize. They show me you also, Luana, are also working on, you said writing. I see the other creativity. I see you putting out some other effort there with some other people working with you.
Uh-huh.
There seems to be, and part of it is you like to help people.
Yeah, I got a problem with telling people no, too.
Do you? Not that. Yeah, that. And it's what they're telling me is that this is going to be one of those really good years for you, that you're going to be able to get some of these things out with the writing. I see the relationship. They keep telling me that there's going to be a new someone coming into your life. The problem is that you've got yourself a schedule that's hard. It's hard for you to see other people.
No, not really, because I'm pretty much open right now.
Pretty much open, okay. What they're showing me is they show me your energy and what I'm reading you through the phone. So those of you who's listening to this, is Luana's first time of calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is my first time in ever meeting Luana and reading for her. And what I'm sensing around you is I sense a lot of energy that is, it seems work-related, it seems helping other people, but I don't see the space and the socializing. I see you open, like, I don't see that people pick up your that you're not available, but I just pick up that you're so focused and things are happening that in the day, there's a lot of time that's going out, like we talked about helping other people. Luana, you said, you'd have a little bit of trouble saying no, and I kind of laugh at having other people go with this, but the angels are telling me that this is going to be really strong for you. And what I see going on, too, is I see you into a new situation and a different relationship here with someone, and this is happening mostly in July. They're talking about July of this year. They said that it seems to be, this is part of it, we're in a retro, and that's one thing that, Tristan, are you on?
I am. I'm here.
Thank you. We tried to get you earlier, and we got a bird, and then we got some cars.
I couldn't press the button fast enough.
Oh. So, and Luana here is talking, have you been kind of, what are you picking up here, and would you like to help Luana, what you're also seeing?
It's Tawana.
Tawana, I'm sorry.
Tawana.
Uh-oh, okay. I'm messing up big time here. Sorry, Tawana.
And you kind of are closed off. You kind of keep your guard up. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason why Jethro is not able to get through to you with your guides, that he can make the connection, is because you need to release and open up and let him read for you if you really want an answer. And I seem to be finding this problem with a lot of people. So if you really want to know an answer, a specific question to a specific answer, you need to, allow yourself to be open and welcome the information. Can you do that?
Yeah, and
I'm trying to do that now. One specific question that I have is that I've been talking to this guy for maybe a year and a half, and I'm trying to exactly see if I'm wasting my time or is it worth the wait.
What do you mean by talking? Is it like on the internet? Is it like
it's more of a friendship?
Okay, he's just a friend, and he hasn't put any moves on you.
Well, yeah, we've been intimate before, but I don't know exactly where it's going because I kind of get, like, mixed signals.
And, Jethro, if you have anything, jump in there. But what I feel is that I don't think you know exactly what you want out of a partner. I mean, I think you know, but I don't know if it correlates with this person. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you see everything that you really want or what your mental checklist is what I'm trying to say of what you think you want in a man. I don't think you're seeing it exactly with this man.
I'm not. Well, he's probably been the first guy that I've let get close to me in the past few years.
Okay.
So far, he's been okay, but
that
here lately, I'm not quite sure.
That does not sound promising. You do not sound happy about it.
It's more or less because we are not able to spend enough time together. And I believe he got out of a relationship around the same time as I did also. So I think he's kind of scared also. So it's... I'm not sure exactly where it's going or where it might lead.
Jethro, do you have anything to add?
I do have a little. Can you guys hear me? They're having a lot of technical on here again. unfortunately, this has been about my disgust at a Blog Talk Radio, is they just keep cutting off and doing sound, and I apologize to you. I do feel there's some other happening. I do think that some of it is, I think that it is becoming aware of, this is the first time you've ever called in with us, and I thank you, because I can feel energy as we were going there and letting those down. You did want to part with the reading, and I think part of what we've got too is I don't feel this relationship there. You said wasting your time, and what I get with the guides and I see happening is I see you pretty much really going through a strength of what you're looking at, and I see you being pretty much going on your own a little there. I don't see that relationship. For me, that's what I percept. And then, you know, this is where it's so frustrating, because with those readers, we need it real quiet, and it's like Blog Talk Radio is hitting me with about three things at one time. And so it's like, as we're going through here, what I really want to get for you is I'm going to have you say your name for me again real slow, and then I'm going to pick up the other energy, because I do think that there is something here with the energy that's happening for you. I think that, you know, to honestly give you a really good reading, what we want to do here is feel the energy. I feel like there's something else kind of going in. It's like other people pulling it. So I'll have you say your name for me, and then I'm going to pick up a little more of what we've got.
Okay, it's Tawana.
Tawana, I feel like there's really, it's like Tristan said with that, I like the energy there. It's like you kind of, you know, your energy wants to know, and it does have some things here. I think what happened earlier, and this happens to us once in a while on the shows, it's what the lady had talked about yesterday, is that we're in the space. I'm in a very good space we've got, and I feel like your energy and what's happening is really good here, Tawana, with it. I'm going to have you say their first name so we can read their energy too, because I say we, but me and the guys are reading them through you, and I'm going to go that way, because this person you're in the relationship or you've been kind of going out this last year with, there is something else there, and I want just to have you say their first name.
George.
Okay. This is really good. And what helps me is it shows me that George has really kind of got himself in another situation. And they said that what I feel here is this is where the conflicting thing happens. And this is why, you know, as a psychic, what I'm reading is I'm reading with your guides through there. Now we're reading him. And what I keep getting is that George is like hot and cold with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what they're showing me here, this is where we, as a client or a person really going into this, I can see part of this or sense with it, the really intensity of looking at pictures, as you've seen all of us do with the clairaudience, is I sensing your aura through the phone. I can feel with you that you're ready for a relationship. Your life is set up at a point where you're really ready to have one. You know, it's not like, you know, the relationship's hurting you. I feel that this relationship that you've got right now is frustrating because it's not filling the needs that you have.
That's correct.
There's where I'm going to go around, and this is where I'm getting more. And this is where I you guys are going, what are you guys doing? What is this is doing? Is this is where the guys, and they're showing me pieces of it. They're also showing me here that your guides really want him in there. And so what they're doing is, it's like when we were picking up earlier, it was just like I picked up kind of a wall, and it wasn't that you were doing it, but your guides were, because they didn't want me to tell you that, okay, if we get into this, and people say, well, am I ready to hear it? Well, you're ready, but yet in a way you still want this relationship to work out. George has got some other needs that he was fulfilling for you, and then he started this hot and cold, and I keep picking up that you, you're one of those patient people that you kind of need to have, you know, you need to have it all set out, and I don't feel like sometimes he really tells you all of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sensing. That's what I'm also getting in the energy with you, that as we're going through this and we're starting to have more things happen, you're also beginning to have your life starting to take on, you know, going on with some other stuff too. And it's like, I don't know when he started having other energies with you, but I feel like that's part of when you started getting some other things. And I think that your relationship with you is that it matters with you. And I think that's what I'm picking up with you and your guides. I'm also picking up that you're going, I still pick someone different coming in. And I tell you part of this, and that's where I owe you an apology there, because as I was going into the relationships, I keep picking this up. Like, what I'm picking up is, it's like energy around you, like it's like you have children or somebody. You have somebody there that's kind of, they're not in relationship with you, but they're still connected to you, and they don't want to share you. You know what I'm saying?
I have two kids, but they want me to get out and date.
Okay. I had those kind of sons too. I love that. You know, me and their mother got a divorce, and they were the ones going, hey, you know, and here's a phone number. But I love, you said they want you to date. I feel the energy of that, and I agree with you on the dating, but I also agree that they've got, maybe the word I should use is a protection. I feel like there's an energy up around you, and this is part of what I'm getting to, is you know, I don't feel that George has marked you. Do you know what I mean? When it's like he's committed with you. He says you're with him, but he's not fully committed with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm getting the energy. And what I get as a psychic is what I would encourage is that I would say that you're going to be something coming up here in the next couple of months. I also see the free will of other things happening, and I see your life and your relationship going through that. I love what you said. Your kids are seeing that, and that's who I'm getting, and I'm getting a lot of. I feel your children are very good with you, but they're also very positive in a protection way. I love that she said they're wanting you to date, because I feel that they're also doing an energy. It's like they're doing a protection there, and I think that they've also picked up something too and are sensing that this relationship for you is, if they want you happy. I keep feeling your children wanting you happy, but I keep feeling like there's a, and I'm not wording a word I should be saying. I feel that they're putting some energy there with you that they're putting around you. You know, like they're pretty much keeping, I wouldn't say they're keeping the people back because they want you to date. I agree with what you're saying, but they're making it very difficult also with this out. This relationship for you and George, unfortunately, is not done yet. There's some other things that need to come out. I feel like you're at this point where you are going to sit down with and go through some things with him. There's some things that you're kind of wanting to know. Are you in or are you out? Does that make sense? I mean, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel he likes time with you, but I don't feel he gives all of his time to everybody like he should. There's some missing time with him.
Yeah.
That's not good.
He works a lot.
Okay. You know, and there's a hard one. There's a thing that, and you, she just said the key word that will make it intense in a relationship, work. And the work with him is taking a lot of his energy and time. And it's great. We all want someone that works. What the angels are saying and what I'm catching with you is that, you know, there's this catch-20 there. Your angels and guides are going, he's a provider. And she doesn't need a person that's not going to be working. If you couldn't have someone sitting on the couch, I mean, you would hurt them. You know, they're showing me that if they were just sitting around all the time and just, you know, not productive, like you're a helper, it would not be pretty. You would be putting a foot to them going, get up, do something. You know, you need a worker. You do need a provider. There's the positive I get with you two together.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this going through a transition that I do feel they're going to do something here, and I'm going to encourage with you, you know, to keep contact with us at our 773-897-6461 number, and please let us know, you know, because I get this going through some change. I get you doing this, and what I also feel is that you're going to be definitely, by the time we get into August, into another a relationship a little different, and you put down some goals coming up here that you're going to sit down and do some free will of talking, and I feel that you're right, he works a lot. I also feel that there's a little bit of this hard thing that you've got. You kind of would like him to do some more of the family outings. You need someone that's kind of doing some stuff with you guys a little more, too.
I couldn't understand what you said at the end there, because you're kind of like going in and out.
I don't know what I ever did to Skype, but please do quit doing that to me, Skype. But it's like whatever. They're just playing with the phone ever since I've added my camera. What they're telling me is that guys are saying that it's going to be where you guys will be doing more family stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, and it's going to be the key of you going with it. And I get with you being in another different part of the relationship with it. They said that you're going to put that out with it, talk with him, and I see you guys doing, and I see this going into a part of him going and not really being able to understand that some of his other work, he needs to be with this. I feel real positive with you doing that, and I thank you for it. And I'm going to go ahead and go. We've got a show. You're welcome to listen and stay in on there. I hope we gave you a little bit of a help. I thank you, Tristan. We've got another call, 307. You're on.
Hi, this is Cece.
Hi, Cece.
How you doing, sweetie?
Hi, this is Psychics Going Wild. This is Jethro. It's good to hear from you. Cece was one of our people who used to call in on Living in the Psychic Realm. We were just helping a person here. We're doing our little mini weekday readings, and we're having fun. And Cece, I'm glad you called in. Have you had a chance to listen to Psychics Gone Wild?
I have, and I enjoy it, as always. We've known each other for, too many years to count. And I've always enjoyed you. You're my friend, and I come to you when I have a question.
Well, thank you very much. And I know that you've had readings before with me. You've had readings with Sandra. You've been pretty much a friend through a lot of our things. We've got another reader on. And Tristan, we'd like you to do an angel card reading for Cece, if you would. Tristan, I don't know if Tristan's hearing me or not. She may be in another room or chatting with someone else.
No, I'm here. I just need to grab them real quick. I grabbed the wrong cards. Sorry. 1 second, please.
No, hon, that happens.
Yeah, I know, right?
We thank you for calling in, and we just kind of going through here. We're looking at a little bit of energy. We're doing a little bit of a mini for everyone, and we encourage everyone, and I'm glad to talk with you. I know that me and CC are friends. We've had a few little disagreements a couple times about the fact that CC pretty much has had some other things happening here in the fact that we do believe and disbelieve and still stay friends, and we've always laughed about it that CC doesn't believe in reincarnation, and I do. And one of the things we were talking about was past lives and other people on the other side. And I'm glad you listened in. I thought of you quite a few times. That's probably why you also you're calling, because I wondered what you were getting out of our last week's shows and all the different opinions.
Well, like you said, we differ in opinions, but we're still friends. And I may not agree, but you have your opinion and you have your beliefs. And we let each other have our own beliefs. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because of last week's. You met my father, and he passed away. You know that, too. And I wanted to make sure he was... I know he's happy where he's at because he's not in pain anymore and no worries and anything, but is he content with what I'm doing in my life? That's kind of my question, because I'm kind of a mess up, so.
Is this question for me?
Or go ahead, yes.
Jethro?
Either one, hon. I'll yeah, whatever.
Okay, your dad is fine. He's happy. I just want to tell you that. And I do share the same beliefs as Jethro does of reincarnation. I've lived 3 past lives that I know of. So
that's good, babe.
The angel cards I pulled for you are the past, present, and your future gift. Okay?
Okay.
Your past is blessings. You've had many blessings upon you. Whether you want to see them as blessings, mm-hmm. that's your choice.
Some blessings can be curses at the same time, so
well,
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's why I said it the way I said it, if you wanted to see them as blessings or not. I don't know you, so I'm just going by my intuition and what the guides and the cards are giving me, okay?
Okay.
Right now you need healing, and that's the second card that came up.
Okay.
And I believe it's probably more emotional at this point in time.
That I can agree with.
Okay. And your final card is the thought card. And what that means is that what you put out, what you're thinking, is what you're going to be sowing. Like, as you sow, so shall you reap.
Okay.
And it's all about how you're thinking and your thought process and your belief system, basically. So if you're happy with that and you're content in that, then that will be your gift of thought. Basically, you know, you'll be able to tune into more knowledge. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Cool.
It truly does.
Cool. I'm glad I was able to hit on that for you and help you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Positive thinking type, yes.
Absolutely.
I'm writing this down as you're saying it, hon. I'm not being critical or anything, but so I remember.
All right, I totally understand. I used to have a wonderful memory. Now sometimes I can't remember my own name.
It's kind of like old age, with me anyway, it is.
I just think it happens, you know?
Yeah.
Just one of those things.
You
are so welcome. It's my pleasure.
You guys have a good day, okay?
Great. We thank you for calling us, Cece, and we look forward to you calling again. And thank you for listening to us. Tell them up in the Rocky Mountains to hang on. We're still out here. Psychics Gone Wild, having some fun.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Blessings.
We've been having a really fun day, and we thank all of you guys. We're right at the half of the hour. I love these hour shows because in 30 minutes means we've done half of our day. No, I'm kidding. But we have done half of the show, and we're going to go ahead and have a few minutes here for those of you who want to just take a little relaxing time, grab a little bit of something to drink. I, in my case, cough out the sunflower seeds that I've chewed, get a hold of everybody, and laugh a bit. We're on live on 773-897-6461. We really look forward to any of you and all of you who've been keeping contact. We've been doing a little bit of a contacting of each other back and forth, and I'm really encouraging to get your opinions. We're going to be back with a little bit of a subject and a few, hopefully more friends and people wanting to talk and to do this. I hope we helped the earlier caller a while ago. I've had different people give an opinion, and I do agree that we're kind of going long on the hour show. So if you notice there, I just gave each person a little bit of minutes, and then we kind of just go. And the thing is, I want to thank and I encourage all of you, but we've had quite a few callers who've been getting dropped. And I don't think it's just us on here. And one thing we've made an agreement on is as hosts, we're not always going to answer the calls right away. So please just be patient. And if you really want to get through, you know, call back, because it will show us how many minutes. I never do shows, and we've been doing here a couple of them, but we'll be doing shows where we won't have readings. So those of you who are listening in, I'd love for anybody who'd like to come in. And Tristan, what topic would you like to talk about today?
You know, it totally left my mind, but we can talk about upcoming moon cycles, solar flares, eclipses. We just had an eclipse on the 20th. I believe that was. You know, we can talk about stuff like that. We can talk about some dreams. If anybody, you know, needs a dream interpretation or analysis, or how about that?
Very good. And let's talk about this while we're going into this. This is where we as psychics do this exchange. I know that when we were talking about different colored, not everyone dreams in color. I mean, those of us who are gifted, a lot of times that's one of the first questions you'll find and you'll see is that, you know, the right side you dream in color. You know, and I remember I've had both, you know, and depends on your abilities and what your senses are and what you're doing. If anybody who's ever done some of the work from the Psychic Institute or the other areas, you can look this up and see. One of the really good dream analogies is different types of dreams for different parts. You know, that's pretty much how you can tell. I know, if I'm correct, Tristan is really clairaudient. She's always been very, very emotionally sensitive as an empath, and I would say you probably have always dreamt in color.
I have. That is so hilarious. All my life, I've always dreamt in color, and I can change. That was my dog. Sorry about that. And in my dream, I can change it to black and white, too, and into 3D. So it's just been really wild.
I think that's pretty intense. I think that is, and I know that we're going to talk a little bit about, let's do a little bit of research. I've had people tell me, you know, when you find a good one, hang on to them when it comes to dream analogy, because there's such a inconsistency with them. It's just like numerology. It gets me on my box. It's like, wait a minute, one to me means one, holiness, father, spiritual, one. There's only one, or one male, because of the magician card in the tarot. And yet, I've had people tell me, if you pull the one, it means you're going to find your one. And I disagree with that.
I do, too.
Do you?
Yes.
You know, and then there's let's go into the two. Two, to me, means female. But this is the same things we're talking about in dream. And you'll see this in classes. I have a lot of times people with the four corners. We start when we do our totem calling. What do you get when you get in the north? Good example, Tristan. If I were to tell you had a dream and you were seen in the north, what would you perceive that as?
Oh, wow. The north. I would think of it as new beginnings.
Excellent. And see, now that's the terminology that I've heard, and I agree with that in areas. And yet if you read the other part and you're doing a lot of other, they will tell you north is Uriel, and that's the strength of knowledge and ability. So east is, because the sun rising would be your new beginnings, and north would be your knowledge. but they both work. Now, if you're interested, we're sitting in a room and we're getting it. You know, this is where the confusing thing and what we talked about today, and we and Tristan had a little thing, was we love the fact of doing this. I had a person that called, and they had three readings in the day, and then they'd had four readings, and they put them all together, and they called me to know what. And it's like, you know, Tristan had put this on a group. She's like, well, if you have seven readings all over the, and then you come to me, and this is our, you know, my answer now is going to be, well, this is how I percept. And I love what Tristan just said, you know. For me, you know, this is what it means, and that's what we're going to do, because obviously we're trying to help, and it's kind of it's hilarious and it's fun. I go all over and have readings from everybody too, but if you get those, remember to call back the person that did it, because now Tristan just had a good example. If Tristan were sitting there and I'm asking you, Tristan, I had a purple dream, and it was all purple in the dreams, and I kept reaching out in the dream, but no one was there for me. And I was very upset. I woke up, you know, sweating, upset, emotionally distraught, you know, went for my sunflower seeds as always. And I just, you know, I couldn't sleep after it. What would you say my dream was trying to tell me?
Run. No, I'm just kidding. It basically, to me, purple is more of your intuitive, your psychic side, your abilities. It's trying to guide you and show you, and you reaching out and nothing being there would be that you are grasping at different areas in like straws, so to speak, and trying to get this knowledge, but something is barring you from getting this knowledge, and you woke up upset because you really want the knowledge.
Thank you. See that, and that fits that, and that's old school. That's where how I learned, and I would agree. I would agree very much in what she just said, and I, you know, this is what I'm loving about the fact is, you know, and if we didn't, we would still have it, and what would we do is set back. The really excellent thing about a psychic is we're going to come around, so if I say and do with you stuff, and you get it, the best way to tell a psychic, and like we were doing, is they're going to turn around and say, that fits. Or it don't fit. Not every psychic's for everyone. The majority of years that I read in the fairs, like we were going through, there's like 200 to 300 psychics in the Colorado fairs. And you'll walk in a mile-high place, and you will walk by at least 300 psychics in that corner. I've heard now it's more, because I've been out of that for the last couple of years. Those of you know, traveling and doing my other part of my life. And the really great thing I used to amaze me was, you know, if somebody comes in, I just can't find a psychic. Or they can't make up their mind, you laugh. It's like Wrigley's or chewing gum. I had a friend that made the best thing, and I loved what she said. She's like, you guys are addictive. She goes, you know, I got a hold of this one, I got a hold of that one. She goes, I sit down in the day, and then I realized financially I needed to chill a little bit, because we're not always, you know, there's the affordable, and then there is some psychics, just like everything. You can have the name brand, or you can have generic. You can have, and what's fun is there's all kinds of it. So I do encourage, and we laugh. That's why I laugh with the interest of it. But it is ironic when, you know, they're going through, and it's like, I've had people call and tell me, you know, a good example. Well, this psychic told me this. And so I'm like, okay, I'm reading. Well, I think, okay, I would, now wait a minute. So I asked the angels because of the gift, and I've had them honestly tell me, okay, this is where you are. And I know I've had people get mad. I had a lady hang up on me. She's like, you know, this isn't always like there's room for Jell-O. And she hung up. But it wasn't what I was saying to make her mad. It was what I just did, was I basically was letting her know just what we just said there, is that we're here trying to do this. And it's like, I'm not trying to stress you, but do this. I would say a little moderation sometimes. I love this. But, you know, good example, too many cooks will kill a food. Any of you have ever worked in food service, and I've owned quite a few restaurants, that, you know, you get six chefs in there, that's going to be one wild meal, if they ever get to the meal, because usually the personalities will kill each other before they get to it. And it's like, the really intense thing is, you know, it's we're doing this for this, and what we welcome and what we've been doing is we got these psychic roundtables. I just had another radio show who won't even let us do this. They told me politely, we'll bring in one or two people, and that's all you'll have on your show. And we have had at times three and four of us going wild, huh, Tristan?
That's right. A psychic roundtable is great, because you get, you know, a different point of view and a different way of saying, like, almost the same thing to a person, where it might resonate more with another reader than it does with the other reader, if that makes sense.
Well, and you know, and we've had this fun, and we're enjoying it. We're also putting our prayers out to everybody that would like you to, for our Casey Kelly, that she safely gets there. Last I heard, she was with her older children, and you know, Kelly, I can say this as we're friends now. She has younger children and older children, and she has her all of her children there, or most of her children there helping her, and it was going a little slow. So I want you guys to know I feel and saw with her and spoke with to confirm that she is headed out today, and we really want to put our prayers behind her that she, with her new tires, has a safe trip. And we always do this with the Psychic Chat. We put out our prayers for each and every one of our friends, but we are putting out that she have a safe voyage there. You guys did it for me when the show first started, when I came from Pasadena to Tampa, Florida. And, you know, from California all the way across to Tampa, I knew you guys were behind me. We had a couple of little silly instances, and, you know, here we are, safe and sound. So I do ask you guys to put that out, and we thank you. We've had a couple callers that have come in. We're going to go with the one who's waited the longest, and we thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. 843, you've got Psychic Jethro and Tristan. How are you today?
Hello?
Okay. 843 maybe have a little bit of experience. We'll give a few minutes and we'll see how they're going. And they may just be like we've had a couple times. I think Skype is really acting wild today. So
yes.
We're going to go into 631.
Hi, it's Rita.
Hey, Rita.
How are you?
Really
Jethro,
good.
I wanted to comment about your dream. I think that when you have dreams that affect you as deeply as yours did, I think that it means something, especially that you remembered it. When I have, you know, you ever have those dreams where you have to go to the bathroom and then you wake up and you really have to...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, are you there, Rita? It's okay, we got
yeah.
you clear. Yeah, I have dreams and I go into the bathroom and then it went crazy. I don't know if they're... Who's in my bathroom? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Well, I had a dream last week that I was in my sister's house, and she's got her son and his wife and children living with her. And in the dream, there were three bathrooms, and none of them were working. And I had to pee really bad. And finally, I got so fed up from waiting that I went into the bathroom that was stopped up, and I dipped my hiney into a clogged toilet.
Oh, no.
Which was disgusting, and it woke me up, and I ran into the bathroom. And I thought, wow, that was a really crazy dream that I had. And I told my sister about it the next day. I felt like there was something going on in her house, that I had that dream, and privacies are going to be invaded and stuff like that because it was bathroom dreams. And then she just found out information about her other daughter. And I was on the phone with her 2 days later for 5 hours trying to deal with her grief and helping her figure out this trouble with her other daughter, who isn't living home, is now pregnant with twins and may be coming home. So you see, where I woke up and really did have to go to the bathroom, I dismissed it, but I still couldn't get over the, like, why am I dreaming about my sister's house and her bathrooms? So, and then, you know, something did happen after that, and she's going through a really rough patch, and it is like a complete invasion of privacy because it has become this gigantic family issue for them now. You know, they don't know if her daughter's going to be moving back with twins and, you know, no father or marriage.
Whoa, we need to look at this. And Rita, I can feel some energy here. Send me an email picture and I will do a picture for you there. I see some other stuff happening there. And, you know, that's what we do here with it. And I'll do a private, you know, personal one. I'll send it to you an email. And, Rita, we're going to go back. I love the topic. You can sense, too. You've got a really good ability. And I saw that when I read for you before. You have your crown chakra open. And it isn't just for channeling. You've always been able to interpret. It's like they call dreams not God's neglected gift. And it was I can't think of the author's name, but when I was young and studying this subject, it was a book I read over and over, and I just loved it because the person pretty much put together, you know, dreams come in symbols. Dreams come, you know, and I will tell this over the air, and I don't want to be teased about it. I was a dream walker from an early child. I have a sister that will be on here on the show this week that we're going to be talking about Native American beliefs of ours.
Oh, great. I'm excited about that. What's her name?
Her name is Linda, and she's my older sister, and she's very gifted, and she does a lot of artist work, and she, you know, she used to do what you were talking there with different things happening. She would walk. We always joked, and I teased her, because we called it angel flying, and there's 8 of us kids, and my sister would get up, And I kid you not, she's going to probably bonk me. Well, she is tougher than me, you guys, so you better protect me when she gets on. But she is really on me. She's very Native American and she's 5'1", and I would say about probably 98 pounds right now, and feisty. But what is really good about the energy and what we used to talk about with the dreams was her dreams were just like she could tell you things. And she would be what we call flying with the angels as kids. She would get up, and us kids would be sitting around, and all of a sudden it'd be like, whoom, and you'd hear her talking. You'd hear stuff going. And, you know, us kids were like, oh, no, here she goes. You know, and our brothers and I was the younger one out of the eight. You know, I fell about the sixth child. And the older kids would be whooping, and my mom would be going in, and they'd be going to get, you know, grab Linda, or she could take her down, she's flying. And we would joke because she would get up like she was flying. But just like you said, she also went around. I've always, I've woke up in other places. I've had people say that you can be scared with it. I had in my relationship now, she teased me with this gift. She goes, she loves for me to talk at night. And I didn't know how bad I talked in my sleep, but my relationship before told me, she goes, I always know you're honest because by your dreams.
That, you know what, that's what an advantage for her, huh? That's great.
And I wonder with you, Rita, because I sense that you do too. I feel you are really gifted in the purple area. Has anyone ever told you that you do that, that you talk in your dreams, or you?
I have not been told that I talk in my dreams by anyone. But you know what? The guys I've been with, they probably wouldn't tell me anyway.
Rita.
Right? But no, seriously, I'm really good at dream interpretation. It is like a natural ability. I am connected in different ways, and I learned a long time ago that if I have a disturbing dream that wakes me up, I'm meant to remember it. It means something. So, you know, I dig through it. The most difficult ones, it's easy for me to interpret other people's dreams much easier than my own because I'm very emotionally involved in my own. You understand? So it's harder for me to figure out my own dreams, and really heavy symbolism is in my dreams for myself. It's almost like a riddle or a puzzle that needs to be solved. So.
And I want you to hang on with us, Rita, and I'm going to also work with you. I'd like to, what we've been doing is we're finding days for it, and this is the day, which we're on today, Tuesday, that we've been trying to schedule it, and we're going to have this week, this is going to be our subject, is dreams. I'm really encouraging you, Rita, to stay on the phone with us, kind of go with us, and I'd like you to do this because I feel your gift, and I feel this is a different gift. We've always called them dreamers. Now, I am very gifted, very psychic, and I love what you said. You did pick up with my dream, and you and Tristan. Tristan's very good at them, too. And what we love and what we compliment is the more the merrier. So please stay on, and we've got on the phone. We found out Amy was in the chat room, and you were muted, Amy. Are you back?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yay, it's our Amy. Yeah, we can hear you.
I was actually just going to chat because I'm actually at my boss's house. I figured I would dial in. We'll call it a state-required break. Anyway, so it's good to hear it. It's good to we were having an interesting chat in the chat room about twin flames and twin flames versus soul, you know, all those trying to make the distinction. And someone had told me, actually, and it's a woman who actually wrote a book about it, that I believe it's when twin flames meet on Earth and try to have a relationship, like a romantic relationship, they're often fairly volatile because it's not really just like a jealousy thing. It's just too much, you know. So anyway, that's what we were chatting about. But I unmuted, so.
That's very good. No, and I like that. And one thing with the twin flames, we'll keep this with what we've got, too, that I have a good story I want to tell on dreams. Rita, have you dreamt? I've dreamt of my lovers before. I know that I was with to be the woman that had my children. I had a dream of her, and it was very much metaphysical. And I was really leery because in the dream, it was like a movie, and I got shot.
Yep, and you're not with her today, correct?
I'm not with her. No.
right. So that dream was telling you something. I was in a 10-year relationship, and I had serial dreams about always trying to find this guy. We would be in a crowded place, and I would lose him, and I was always looking for him. And those dreams were telling me this is not the guy for you. He's doing these sneaky things. And sure enough, I found out while I was shopping for my wedding dresses that he was hanging out in topless bars every day with his friends. I mean, he was leading this complete double life. And it involved stealing and stuff. I just didn't know, you know? So, yeah, you had a dream that, you know, you got shot and you did get hurt. You're not with the person now. But you have the children. You're blessed with the children.
Yes, and it's yeah, right. And you see, and you hit that. Can you hear the Ron's phone's giving us crazies, Rita? So
yeah,
And I agree. And you know, and it's ironic because the really wildest thing about it was she was dressed in like wild, like a wild movie show. It was like it reminded me of a movie, and that's why I always say it like that. I've had a lot of friends laugh through the years that saw us together, and those of you who know, obviously my personality, I'm very talkative. I'm very hyper. I used to be a thinner person. I work out, but I used to, you know, and I smoked, and we were, she never spoke. She was a very attractive, nice person, but she never spoke. And the real ironic thing was, my psychic reader, actually those of we were talking about earlier, had predicted her in my life and told me, she goes, the person you dance with at midnight, the person you're doing this with, will be the person you're going to be with. And I was going through what a lot of you go through with the relationships, but I was also going through, I just wasn't happy. I was a Scorpio, and I still am, but I was dating people, and I was just, and you know, and just, and I kept getting this dream, and I'm going, okay, this person I'm in this dream with, I'm infatuated with, I'm in love with. And then I go, I get shot. And I said, this is really scary because I'm not, and I kept looking, you know, and I kept looking for this person. Now, ironically, I was waiting tables at a place, and she came in there for 4 months. We joke now, we are friends. Those of you on Facebook, you can see her on my son's side as his mother. And she'll tell you, she will tell you, I'm spoiled. She told me that. She goes, you were a snob. You didn't notice me. I didn't feel that. Anybody who's ever waited tables knows or worked in the food service, I was. I had a lot of pressure. I was the only waiter in a town where a lot of the service, you had to be a woman to work in this place, and they never hired waiters. I was the first waiter they ever had. I also come from food service, and my family really takes pride in what we do. So I was very more focused on every, you know, you make a mistake in food service, and it can cost you a lot of stress. But what I would do is I missed her. I never looked up. I knew that she was a roast beef sandwich with cream gravy and fries instead of mashed potatoes. And I thought at the time, I thought, what a silly woman. And I just would just take this order. And honestly, at the time too, she also, because I'm very the real true Scorp type, that I'm very much in the monogamous. And she was with a friend, and she was with child when she first came in. So I never looked at her again. I mean, obviously she had with child, and she was married. I saw, you know, and she, I did kind of look. I mean, you know, I was single. I was a male, and she came in after this a couple 4 months. And this reader of mine, those of you who read my book, my second teacher, Abby, was telling me, she goes, there is this very attractive blonde. There is this blonde with the most beautiful blue eyes. And I'm like, no, I'm dating a brunette. I'm dating a redhead. I am dating another brunette. And I, you know, I go, I did date a blonde in high school. You know, I just like, I wasn't getting it. Long story short, the dream kept coming to me because I kept praying on it. And this is one thing, those of you who please would get a hold of me on this. I have some remedies. I don't want to get in trouble because I am Christian, but I have some things that I tried out. They were fun, and these are things, you know, you can try at home if you've got the right temperament and you're very spiritual. And what I did was I tried this at home that was given to me, and I know you guys are going to flip out now, but one of my teachers gave me this, and they said, try this recipe. I tried it at home. It was a little water under it. Long story short, you do this positive thing. You put it under your bed. And I had the dream, and this is one of the things I'm known for my readings back in the 90s. You put this under your bed, you're going to know. Well, the person that comes in your dream is your karmic, what she was talking about, karmic twin flame or love. And what's fun about it, I will get, those of you who email me, I will send it to you today from Block Talk Radio, but you have to wait. If you don't send in today with me and give me an email at psychicjethro@AOL, you have to wait for my book because it's coming out. We just worked with another publisher, and I'm getting a new publishers and some new things coming out with my new book. So what I did was we put this out, and in the long story short is it tells you in your dream who your person in relationship is. So I put this little piece of wood, like it told me, and I went for 2 days, and I didn't have the dream. And every night I did everything it said. And, you know, the person that told me, you have to really strongly do this. If those of you who know, I'm very strong in faith, I would sit down and do the prayer for each of these angels. You have to do it for four angels, for four corners of your house. And then I thought, you know, they probably got, you know, and there's some stuff that's silly, and I still do this. I know you're, there's some of you guys go, oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? As a psychic, I live and I believe this. Whatever works, if it's in it, and I believe my higher power is a happy, positive person up there. So I tried it, and on the third day I had a dream. I had a dream of this person, and they didn't save me in the water. They grabbed me, and I'm deathly afraid of water, and they let me go down. And that scared me more. So what I did with the, and I went and worked with the energy of it, is I turned around and found out by doing this that this dream, this person on midnight of actually on the year of 1987, and here I was with this person dancing, and that was the person exactly like it was. We ended up dancing on a bet. My friend made a bet with me to go ask these people at this table to dance, and that's who was there. I danced with her. We became friends. We danced at midnight, two children later, a friendship later, and a lot of energy. And, you know, Rita, when you were talking about it, have you ever had people, I mean, you've seen them before?
Yes.
I can feel it. Give me a little of your story here. I can feel them. They're all going, Jethro's talked too much, and I got people beeping.
Well, with my twin flame, my husband, I actually had a friend who was a psychic reader. His name was Jethro. Not Jethro. I just said your name. Can you believe that? No, his name was James, and he did these, he called them tea light readings, and they were, you know, real cheapy. He had a store and everything where he sold stuff, and it was like $10 or $20 for a little reading, a little love reading. And he told me, he said, there's a little boy, there's a boy's soul around you. He's pulling at you. And I said, well, I said, I had an older brother who died as a baby. He said, no, no, no. He said, this boy's alive. He said, and his soul is tugging at your soul. And within a month, I met my husband, and he had a son that he had custody of who was 11 years old. And very psychic, his son. Very, very highly in tuned, and my ex-husband was too. But somebody was talking earlier in the chat room about that the twin flames can be a disaster on Earth, and it was for me.
Yeah, that was me, and that was my situation too with Keith. He was my friend in college, and we reconnected like 35. I drunk dialed him one night off my friend's phone. And he kept asking me to come down and visit him. Every bone in my body was saying, no, no, don't get anywhere near him. And I remember, I ended up going down. I planned on staying there. Like, it was going to be like a drive-by. I even called the person, a friend of mine, on the way down. And I said, I'm telling you two things. We're not barbecuing, and I'm not sleeping with him. And we didn't barbecue. And then the next thing you know, we were in this relationship that was just so volatile. But now that he's on the other side, like that, I mean, I participated in him dying. And the instant that he died, like, our relationship suddenly made total sense. It's like now it's like a fairy tale. It just couldn't withstand. And it wasn't jealousy. I don't know what it was. It was just too much. You know, it was like maybe because you're so connected to do exactly what the person, I don't know what it was. But it's obvious.
It was a really strong thing.
It was a very, very strong thing, but we were like I had a restraining order on the a year and a half before he died, and while I had a restraining order on him, I would dream about him, and I would dream that he was in some sort of trouble or this or that. I mean, and they were the same kind of dreams when I dream about him now, where he actually would insert himself in the dream. It wasn't like. They were, you know, they're tactile and they're more three-dimensional. You know, it was different. And, you know, so I guess you just, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, the parts of us must be what caused the split. You know, whatever caused the tension on Earth, probably what caused the split in the universe.
I think it was part of your soul contract. I believe that Jethro's the woman that he had a child with, that was also a sole contract, and mine was also a sole contract. And the way you're explaining that pull, it's almost like you're umbilically being pulled to this person. You care much more for them than you should, than time would allow, because you're not that familiar with them, and yet you can't. The draw is so compelling; it pulls you, and there are like these little scary warning things, like it's like stay away, you're going to get hurt. But because it is part of your soul contract, you have to fulfill it, and you know there will be a payoff at the end.
And that's the whole thing, is it turned into the happily ever after, and it's hard for people, you know, who sat through the relation, you know, and had to endure the, you know, because we know couples like that. You don't want to go out with them because you don't know, you know, you just know that on any, you know, you just get whatever. But as soon as he died, it just, the whole thing became totally apparent. But I honestly believe, and it sounds like from the other relationships that we're talking about, that it wasn't from a lack of trying that the relationship didn't work out. You know, it was, you know, sure, could I have done some things differently? Probably, but, you know, it was just all meant for this. It was a soul contract. There's just absolutely no doubt. There's just absolutely no doubt in my mind. I wouldn't be living the life I'm living today if I had not participated in every part of that.
Yeah, I think that everything we do is the right thing, you know. So if you look back and say, if I did this or I did that, no, you did what you were supposed to do, and you carried through your contract successfully, and now you have your payoff at the end. Same thing with me. I did some brutal suffering for 4 years, and now, Jethro, with you, did you have some brutal suffering in there?
I did, and ironically, where I got shot is where I ended up having my surgery in my neck.
I had a surgery too.
See?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, and ironically, afterwards, everybody was like, there was a karmic thing there between us that it changed. It didn't stay always, like you said, with it. People were, and my family were like, whoa, you know, when things were going together, and we went through a lot of energy. We both had the same things that in our families, our parents, a lot of similarities. Totally opposites, but a lot of similarities that, you know,
same
our parents...
Same similarities, too, exactly.
Same here, too.
Yep.
But played out differently, but, you know, took the hand that we were dealt with it different, you know, dealt with it, used different coping mechanisms, and I think it was the fact that we weren't using the same coping mechanisms.
We're all talking about twin flames. All three of us experienced the same thing.
Yep.
All of us did. I'm convinced of it, so... That's interesting. We're all here together today on this show, and we all followed our karmic path to a T.
We got two minutes.
It's great validation for all of us.
I'd love to get more time, but for some crazy reason, when I go to do it on this show, we can't. We're doing. We've got 3 minutes left. 352. You're on with Psychics Gone Wild, and you can tell what we're talking. Do you have anything you want to add to before we do our last couple minutes here?
Actually, I just tuned in here a little late, and I was listening and enjoying the show. I've been busy working all day. Are you doing readings today also, or just...
Not today. We're really kind of just doing a little bit of mini, but we're talking about twin flames. We're encouraging you to talk to us about your dream. I feel like you've got some things happening. I had friends call about you. I have them all.
Oh, really?
They know how you are, and they're going, please put on Facebook with some of us. We'd like to become your friend. We know that, you know, you're fighting that. We're doing dreams today, and tomorrow we'll be on Tristan doing some mini readings and dreams. I welcome you to do this. It's like, have you had a twin flame in your life?
Oh, I think so, yes.
See,
yes.
Every one of us.
Yep.
Well, you know, and he keeps coming back. we're broke up right now, but he's calling me and wanting to get back together. That's actually what I was interested in reading on. is this a good idea now? Have things really changed, or...
I think you're
going to
have to stay with it.
Connection.
I think you're going to have to stay with it regardless.
Yep.
You're going to have to follow it through to the end.
And this is where a psychic's getting so much trouble, because people will tell us in free will and the other, but I agree very much what Rita said, and I'm sensing that. And this is where, I mean, I've seen psychics have you know, a difference of opinion, obviously, but also like we were talking about Psychic Chef had said yesterday's show, we have a lot of moods and personalities, and sometimes people will get into this for the wrong reason, and I think there's where you see that. If you've got a karmic energy, you've got to work it out, and until it's done, it's done, and you'll know when it's done. Example,
yeah.
My ex-wife, the guides told me, it is broken. As like it was a spell, and I honestly have jokes about that I can't say over the air. But what I did do is I went, whatever she's going, it broke. And until like that, I think you should. And please contact us. You know, we're at 13 seconds. Rita, I'd like to talk with you maybe about you coming on and helping us with the shows. We've got
okay.
a lot of time.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'll go to your Facebook page. Thank you.
3352. And call us tomorrow because we're going to be wilder yet. And we've got Tristan coming on tomorrow and me. And we're going to be just going right on with some more psychics gone wild.
And Jethro, I'm sending you my email, okay?
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to it, everybody. We're going to have a lot of fun. And Amy, thank you for calling in. I know your boss isn't watching, but we're glad you did. And, you know, we just always welcome you, and we've had so much fun. We'll continue to be here.
That's great.